Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took.
Who would have thought it, that a handful of musicians could record a video on a sidewalk in Brighton and it would lead to their big break? It happened to the band Lake Street Dive.
Oh, oh, baby, give me one more chance. Won't you please let me back in your heart?
The song was a cover of the Jackson 5 tune, I Want You Back. The band recorded it in one take with one microphone. Now, that happened 4 years ago, and WBUR's Rita Carey is here to tell us the rest of the story.
It's a really inspiring story, Lisa. This is a band that met while they were students at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. 2003, that's when they met. They formed a band. And then 4 years ago, they were staying at a friend's house in Brighton, decided to record this cover of a song and posted on YouTube, dragged all their equipment outside, set it up on a street corner. They did one take, posted it on YouTube, and bam, they had this unbelievable 6 degrees of separation moment involving a very famous Hollywood actor, and this changed their lives.
We were coming back from a festival, and I looked at our Twitter, and I didn't understand Twitter at all at that point, and saw that Kevin Bacon had tweeted about the video. And I think in that week it shot from like 30,000 views to 700,000.
That was Rachel Price of Lake Street Dive. That video, by the way, now has more than 4 million views.
Thanks to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, no kidding. So since they got their break, they've done the whole late night talk show circuit. They've released a couple of albums and toured internationally.
Rita, you scope out the musicians that you think we should know about on the indie music scene. Lots of indie musicians want to stay independent of major labels. Lake Street Dive recently made the leap, though, to a major label. How so?
That's right, Lisa. The band got its first record label deal with Nonesuch Records. They're part of Warner Music, Warner Brothers. Huge move for them. They're rising stars. A lot of people still don't know about them, and they have a really unique sound that's really appealing. So that's why it was our indie pick. Take a listen to this song. It's called Call Off Your Dogs, and it's off of Lake Street Dive's latest album, Side Pony. Did you hear how that song went from that disco beat, 4-4 time, to this completely different time signature and feel? Yeah, all four band members are self-professed music geeks, you know, started playing instruments when they were in third grade, come from musical families, very serious musicians with great harmonies, great instrumentation.
It's hard to fit them into any particular musical mold. Who has influenced them the most?
This is a band that studied jazz while they were students at the conservatory. And Rachel Price, lead singer, obsessed with Ella Fitzgerald from a very young age. They all love the Beatles, all love David Bowie. So when you listen to their music, it's a combination of everything. We've got jazz, R&B, 60s, 70s, 80s. And they say they love a really good backbeat. And they want all their songs, even the ballads, to be what they call roller skating tempo, meaning you can always move to it.
Who writes their songs?
They take turns writing the songs individually, but one of these songs on this album was actually written by the entire band. And they wrote it last minute when they were almost done recording the album in Nashville. Drummer Mike Calabrese told me that they had a little help. The album's producer, Dave Cobb, was trying to spark their creativity.
So he posed a challenge to us, and that was to go out to a record store in Nashville that had like a dollar vinyl bin and just, you know, everybody go out and buy 5 records based on the artwork of the cover alone.
So they find these records that look really cool. They listen to the albums, and there's one song that just really jumped out at them. It was a Motown tune by R&B singer Major Lance.
The song is called Love Pains, and Dave Cobb was like, listen to that hook. That's insane. We have to farm it. So So we literally recorded the hook, set it to a tempo, and constructed a song around that single hook.
That was the song with the borrowed hook. It's called Can't Stop, and the band says they want to do more collaborative songwriting.
What are they writing about on the album?
This is a really young band. They're in their early 30s, so there's a lot of songs about figuring out personal and romantic relationships. For example, there's a very personal ballad called Mistakes, and you can hear McDuck Olson starting off with this beautiful, melancholy trumpet solo, and then Rachel Price starts channeling her inner Amy Winehouse. It's this great vibe.
I've been standing right here before, and I do it every time.
So when I asked Rachel Price, what are these mistakes that you're singing about? She gave me this pretty emphatic answer.
Dudes. Dudes have made mistakes with. It was really just me being like, I make mistakes, and I'm aware that I'm making them while I'm making them. And I somehow take even a little bit of pleasure in it, being just like, check it out. I'm doing something dumb. Look at one mistake I'm making now. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow. Look at one mistake I'm making now.
No mistake in that voice of Rachel Price, though. When is Lake Street Dive playing back in Boston, where the band got its start?
They're going to be at the Wang Theater this Friday. They're also going to be at Jordan Hall at the New England Conservatory, where they all went to school, next February.
Rita Carey, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Rita Carey is a former music radio host and now WBUR weekend host. She brings us the best of indie music with local roots. Because I rock a saxophone. Baby, I'm just living my life because I rock a saxophone. For more on Lake Street Dive and Rita's other indie picks, including Lucius and next week Josh Ritter, go to wbur.org/artery. Baby, I'm just living my life 'cause I focus up on it.